Hi guys, welcome to the Governor Lee Experience. My name is Governor Lee and today is a good day. I guess you all know what we do on this podcast. We discuss experiences people would not want to talk about, hidden secrets people will kill to bury, and of course, valuable truths to live a good life. I am your host, Governor Lee, once again, and today is a good day. So on this episode of the podcast, we'll be talking about something really, really sensitive because we have been shying away from it for a very long time. I think the society has been shying away from it. The government is not doing enough to sensitize this issue amongst society. People are not aware of the adverse effects of this issue on its victims. And it is really, really sad that people are getting raped every day and little or nothing is being done about it by the government. It's really, really sad. So on today's episode, I will be interviewing three young ladies who have decided to come out to talk about experiences and give advices to young women and guys concerning this whole rape issue. So stay tuned guys and stay blessed.
Hello.
Hello.
You. How are you?
I'm fine, Enyola. And how are you?
I'm great, Jerry. I'm trying to be okay. Just.
I want you to be okay. So because there are a lot of people listening to you right now. I mean, my audience. So you should be fine.
Okay, I'll try to be for everybody.
Okay, so I have a series of questions I would like to ask you concerning this whole rape issue, and
okay,
I hope you are ready to answer the questions.
Okay, sure.
Okay, so the first one is this: what do you feel about the gruesome murder of Wavera Omozua? How do you feel when you first heard the news?
Honestly, I don't know. Words cannot describe the, like, I was dumbfounded. Let me start by saying that. I could not just, like, give any reasonable explanation to what happened to her. Like, it was a very sad feeling for me, and I could not just wrap my head around it, honestly. It was very, very painful. Because if you look at
the old... Everybody will be pained.
Yeah. So since then, like, I've been trying to, like, because I was really surprised. I could not understand that. Actually, Shelley, like, what happened? What could prompt this kind of thing? Jiget, I can't really explain. I could not explain.
Yeah.
So I started reading online. I started following all the, like, articles and tweets. Then I stumbled across BBC Pidgin because they personally interviewed some people. So when they went...
Yes.
To the what was it called? I think the DPO one in Wazubu around their side, the Ikoba Il, I think that's local government that this stuff happened. So they were like, when they reported the case to the police station first, though, it was like they said she was into a fight with somebody, one Jaguda, somebody in their community, like that's what they first reported the case as to them. So they didn't even know at first that it was a rape incident. Jiget. So the Edo State PR treated it as a fight case, not even like a rape case at first. But upon interviewing the sister and the family members of the victim, they found out that when they interviewed them, they said the girl, people that found, though they were not the ones to find her at the church now, obviously. It was the security officer that works at sheet,
yeah,
6 p.m. that found her in a pool of blood, her shirt and her, you know, her clothing are torn and drenched in blood and all of that. So it was one that alerted people, and one woman from their community, because the church is not far from her house, it's like in the same street, I think. So they called the mother and notified her that so thing has happened to Uwao. Upon getting DSF, they've taken her to the hospital. But she didn't die immediately, but she could not, when she was talking, she could not identify the people that did that to her. And upon talking to
yeah, she died.
Sorry?
I said, yeah, she died a few days
yeah,
later.
Yeah, the third day, actually. Like, upon talking to the sister, they found out that Ua was just an 100-level microbiology student, that her aspiration is just, this girl had dreams for the, like, she had dreams to serve humanity. Her dreams were just to
become, yeah, she wanted to be a nurse. Yeah,
yeah, she wanted to become, she wanted to become too. A nurse and all of that. But, you know, Uniben gave her microbiology, and she has been studying there even before she gained admission, because she found the place to be somewhere quiet. So she's someone that everybody knows, she goes there to read and everything. So I don't know. I don't really can't explain. I just pray they find, like, they just give the girl justice, because the Mohammed Amadou, the police inspector, Patapata, he has said they've deployed forensic investigators to, like, check into the matter and, like, bring the criminals to book and to justice. It's a very sad issue, honestly.
Yeah.
I just hope
it's amazing. Really, really sad.
Very sad. Very.
So I'll move on to the next question now.
Yeah.
So as a female,
yeah,
how do you feel in the company of guys? Like, for example, now, how do you feel whenever you are not comfortable with the way guys are acting around you? Or should I say, for example, you are with a very good friend, and then
yeah,
he just touched you somehow he has not touched you before.
Yeah.
So how would you react? Would you tell him, hey, I don't like it, or just hold it in and then hope he does not do it again? How do you react to those kind of situations?
Okay. So personally, I understand that people vary from person to person. We have some that people that are very receptive about things like that. We have people that are very, like, you know, that, like, explode like bombs, yeah. So personally, I'm this kind of person that I don't really keep things to myself. I'm very expressive when I talk and with my friends. So when you do things like normally things you wouldn't do on a normal day, you're trying to get to family and all. When you try it the first time, I'm like, okay, probably it's a mistake or something. But the second time, I'm like, I wouldn't even allow you to get to the toilet before I tell you, guy, what's your problem? What's in the soap? You get, is there something I should know? And basically, before getting into relationship with most of my friends, I try to make you understand that if I'm making a new friend and all of that, I try to define the kind of relationship I'm in with the person. Do you get? So I don't see myself in a situation that someone would come and start taking advantage of how close we are, or you start, you know, bringing things that shouldn't happen, and you start to, like, think. So I just feel like, growing up and being insecure, that insecurity has not been something that has really been on my mind, because I'm always very skeptical about things and I'm very watchful of how I move with people and all of that. I just tend to define my relationship with
people.
That's just it.
So, thank you very much for that answer.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And
do you actually to your questions like this?
I actually want you to be very expressive. I want you to tell me your mind. So I want it raw. I want my listeners to hear it as it is from your mouth.
Yeah.
Share your grab. Yeah. So the next question. Do you think the Nigerian government is doing enough to tackle rape as a case on its own? Do you think they are doing enough to bring the perpetrators to justice? Or do you think they are doing enough to make sure they are spreading the word about rape awareness and all that? Do you think they are really doing enough? Do you think them not really including it in our educational system? Do you think it is enough?
Yeah, okay.
What do you think?
Now, yes, I get the question. So honestly, I don't think it is enough. Like, there's still a lot to be done. There's still a lot of sensitization that has to be done, because I don't know. The issue is just something that has a lot of stigma around it. Even parents find it hard to talk to their children about issues like this. So once from the home, you can't even tell your child, this thing is what happens, or because you feel like you don't want them to expose to this sort of talk at a very young age. Like, it's something that is not really, really helpful. it's really reducing the way people can understand. So if from the grassroots you can like educate these young ones, so as they grow, even your male child, your female child, let them understand and let them know how to respect humanity, let them know how to like respect people and all of that. In the long run, it's the importance will still be for everybody in the society. Do you get? And to the government, I feel it should be, you know, topics like this should be included in the syllabus and all of that, probably in social studies or something. You know, we have topics like stigmatization of people living with HIV AIDS and all of that. So it's not wrong for you to add such a, because rape is also becoming a pandemic. Like, if we can't just deny it. And the sad part is that we live in a type of society, society that issues like this, they tend to create a lot of stigma around it. So that's why they find it hard to like talk about it and all. Do you get it? They just want to protect that good image that no. It's just about their good image. Tend to see outside the box and, you know, just see what the importance of this thing, if people are very familiar with it, how important it will be on the long run. So I'm not really satisfied with the way things are now. I feel there's still a lot to be done. There's still a lot of movements, works, and up to like tackle this issue a lot. Government should like, you know, put more emphasis on this issue, because it's really, really getting out of hand. It's getting out of hand, honestly.
I actually feel the same too. I feel the same too, that enough has not been done. Exactly. Like, the government is not doing enough.
Exactly.
Yeah. So thank you for the answer.
Okay.
And to the next question, what would you like to say to fellow, to guys, to members of the counterpart gender? What's your message to guys that are oblivious of the fact that their own fellow guys are raping other females, guys that are perpetrating the rape, the rape itself? So what do you guys say to all guys? What do you have to say to all guys?
Okay, honestly, to all guys, now there are two categories. There are to all guys and to like these guys that they do, because I don't know, I'm not someone that believes, I'm not biased, honestly. I can't say I hate all the old male society, I hate all the old male community, but I know that there are still beasts among these people that are living. See, from the point that if you're a man, you're already harassing a lady on the road, babe, wow, I see your back, I see your kin. You get all those kind of derogatory statements.
Yabajibo,
we just want to buy clothes. All those Omoi boy. Oh God. It's very like you can't even walk in peace. You just be like, hey, I must not dress too explosive today. I must not do this, or I must not pass this place. So these guys, like, they need to, and the guy code does not apply to this sort of issue. I believe if your guy is doing this kind of thing, you should expose them. The guy code does not apply to rape. You might be saying you want to be doing that until when it comes to your own family and it comes to aunt you, then you understand the importance of this. So if you're someone that, if you're a guy that you know that you, when you get intoxicated or you are, you are high or you don't know how to control your feelings whenever you are high or intoxicated, then just do it somewhere that is secretive. And, you know, if a lady has told you no, no is no. No is a complete statement. It doesn't need more explanation. You should have that self-respect. And as long as you understand that this person is a human, you don't need to break someone else's soul for your own pleasure. Honestly, it might be a 5 minutes pleasure for, you know, for that person, for you, but it's a lifelong experience and pain for the victim. Do you understand? So my message to them is
they
should just try to understand that, and they should try to know, please just control yourself. Go and do other things. There are a lot of ways to cure your satisfaction than hurting someone else. Because I don't understand how you rape someone and you see bitter on top. So little yenny. Like, it's so bad. It's so horrible. It's very bad.
Yeah. I feel the same way too.
Yeah.
So to the last question.
Yeah.
Do you have anything you like to say to females, to young ladies out there? Okay. To women, do you have anything you'd like to say to them concerning this issue? Do you have any advice or anything you'd like to give them?
So personally, I don't know, me, I'm always of the opinion that from like from when you're even young, you cannot sit there to when you get older. So when you, like, as a lady, there's always going to be one particular stage in your life that you, one way or the other, gets almost sexually harassed from people that will be bullying you on the road, from people that will just, you know, make comments about your body, from friends that wouldn't even understand that you want to keep distance in that relationship and leave it as it is. So my advice to ladies, Nigerian ladies now, is that seeing, if you know you have one friend that you are skeptical about, that this person, me, trust, they're gone. And if you know you are going to hang out with that person, or you know you are going to be in a situation where it's only going to be you and that particular person, and you don't trust this person, there's nothing bad in you telling one of your friends, or, you know, someone that you actually trust, probably your mom or your mentor or your roommates per se, that, okay, I'm going somewhere, this is the address, so this is the phone number, if I don't get home 5 o'clock, or call me. Do you get that kind of thing? So, like, even the perpetrator of that act, when people realize that, if person is already trying, not just say sorry, if you try anything, see, I've already given your number, your address, your everything to this person, you get, so these people will get discouraged from, you know, doing this sort of thing, and at that point, why would you do something like that? Then just take your leave. That type of image you get. And again, we just have to, like, be careful. Yeah, yeah. It's already getting to a point where, as a lady, you cannot, like, say you just want to trust any kind of any person, anybody that I trust this person. Jerry is my friend, is my party. We can go here alone. It's already getting to that point that you have to be very careful about everything you do. Honestly, as much as we want to try to preach that, you know, I can be free, it is my life and everything, but we still have to understand that there are beasts living amongst us and we have to protect ourselves. So as a lady, and you find out that your fellow lady has gone through something like this, the first thing for you to do is not to stigmatize, you know, just console your friend. Both of you should just go to a higher authority or someone that will mentor the person to, like, get through that stage in their life. Because, you know, if we want to move away from this, we have to start loving and supporting each other more. We have to start understanding that, you know, we're humans and we need people to rely on, people that can help us. Do you understand me? So, you know,
ladies, yeah, I understand.
Like,
I understand.
Ladies just need to be strong for one another. We need to continue fighting. We need to continue talking. We need to support one another. We need to remove the stigma that is attached to it. And we need to, like, you know, you have friends that I will tell you that, guy, this, you know, like, probably we have, okay, let me just create a scenario. We are three friends now.
Okay.
So we have a male friend, and both of us are, like, ladies, right? So that male friend is trying to make some sexual remarks about my body that I don't really like. And, you know, if it was you, wouldn't appreciate it. You don't need to join in the laughter. There's nothing funny. See, I read one article one time like that. The lady was like, how she got away from a sexual situation with her boss at work. So this boss would always make sexual remarks at her. He would always try to, you know, pass sexual comments to her. Then one day she was just like, sir, please. No, it would just make it look like a joke. And the day she asked him that, sir, please, what's funny about this situation? Like, please, can you explain the joke to me? The guy was just dumbfounded. I was looking like, you're supposed to get the joke now. I was like, sorry, I don't understand this joke. You need to explain. What am I supposed to laugh about? You get, so the moment you make them understand that this thing you are saying is not something that goes with me, that I feel that is right, you need to start speaking up. You need to start protecting yourself, because at the end of the day, these people don't really care about what you go through. But the moment you give yourself that inner peace that, you know, you have spoken for yourself, and you know, if you know it's getting out of hand, it's highly acceptable for you to, like, you know, just talk to someone, a superior body. If it's a workplace, just go to the HR, because your life is much more important in this situation. You know, some people, we have seen situations where people lose their jobs because of reporting these kind of issues. And that is why we still need more support. You see, it goes back to my statement that much has not been done. Do you get? So there are issues where you have somebody reporting that.
Yes, I get.
Hello, am I on point?
Yes, yes, you're on point. You're on point.
Yeah, so there are situations where you have somebody reporting that something happened at work today, and, you know, the next 3 days, 4 days, the person has lost their job. Do you get? It's just so sad, and I feel that more can be done, both in the workplace, in schools, it should be added in the syllabus. Like, there should be more sensitization about this issue. Honestly, it's time we stop putting the stigma around. It's time we remove the stigma around rape, and we start to normalize it, and we start to teach people that this is wrong. We start to talk about it, you know, strongly. That's how we can get out.
Yes, 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 yes. So, yes, I also feel there's much to be done, and then I think this is a lesson for the government,
yeah,
that they can do much more about this rape of the thing.
Yeah.
So thank you for your time.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I really appreciate your presence.
God bless Govly Resourceable.
Do you have to say that?
Yes, yeah? I just want to let me advertise you well.
All right, Annie, thank you
you're
very
welcome.
Much. So I have to go now. Thank you for coming. We really appreciate. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Bumi. How are you?
I'm fine.
Thanks for making our time to join us on this podcast.
It's my pleasure. And thanks for inviting me.
So, like I discussed with you, I have a series of questions I'll be asking you concerning this whole rape issue.
Yeah.
So, when you're ready, I'm ready.
I'm ready now. I'm already here.
Oh, okay. So, here's the first question. I would like you to express yourself on how you felt when you heard of the Uwa story, the young lady that was murdered last week. Who died three days after she was raped. So how did you feel when you heard the news?
Like, I felt like really sad, really bad, because to me it was like at how the society has become. Because I mean, when I even heard that it was in a church again, and I was like, how can this happen in a church? So I just felt too bad, and I felt angry at how it is and all. It saddens me out to even know that people could go to an extent of going to church to rape someone. Like, could forget that there is God somewhere. Like, apart from all the old streets, like, okay, we hear a lot about like guys or these bad guys go around raping girls on streets and corners and all, but going to the church to rape somebody, like, it's unappealing. It's sad and all.
Yeah, it's really, really sad. I was sad too when
I heard
this story. I was heartbroken.
So I think
that
I
was
had,
the
like,
word
a
for
mixed
me.
Feeling, because I'm like mixed feeling with so many bad
so,
attacks.
Okay.
Like the whole anger, the sadness. Like, I felt pity. I felt that everything is just happening, and there's just going to be justice. That's it.
Yeah, there must be justice. That's what we are waiting for. So the next question. So as a woman, as a young lady, how do you feel around people of the opposite gender? I mean, when you are in company of guys and then they make some gestures that make you feel very uncomfortable,
right? Okay,
or insecure.
Like, me,
how
like
do you feel
evil.
And how do you react?
Honest
to such gestures,
to all limits. So when I'm in that position with guys that, okay, probably maybe the guys touching me in a way I don't like, or probably maybe some people just greet and they'll just touch you and want to just but me I'll tell you that, sorry, I don't like that. It's just me. I'm like,
yeah,
I don't like that. And if I see that, you're still the kind of person that even after correcting you, you're still going to do it. I'll just create my distance with you. That's it. I'll just create my distance with such a person.
Okay, so what you do is correct immediately,
yeah, exactly.
And then if the person does not adhere to corrections, you give your distance. Yeah, that's excellent. So the next question, do you feel like that the government is doing enough to like undo this issue? Do you feel like, I'm talking about rape as a whole now. So do you think the government is doing enough to sensitize the society of the intricacies of rape and how it affects, how it can have adverse effects
no,
on the victims?
I don't think the government has been paying attention to us for a long time. Paying attention to the society itself, not to talk of issues pertaining to women, pertaining to men, pertaining to rape. I don't think the government are even paying attention to themselves. Like, it's just like everybody has to just come out and speak. Like, I even like the fact that social media is like a platform for everybody to go out and express what they really feel. And when everybody has had enough of everything, because people just do things and they bypass the land. Nothing happens at the end of the day. Probably maybe when a rapist or someone that maybe like a thief get arrested, with time all these policemen say they don't care. With time they just come give them money, they will just let those people go. But I think we having a voice to fight these things, we having a voice to speak out, we having a voice to say no, we've had enough, we are tired and we need justice. I feel like it will go a long way, because the government, I don't think they are clueless. I just want to give word right now. Like because really, I feel like they don't care. They don't care. And it's time for them to start caring. and for them to start paying attention to us, to ladies, to women. Yeah. Because this thing don't just happen to any girl. It happens to children too. What about kids that they can't even talk? People that get abused, like when they are very young, like 2 years old child being abused by a man of 30, 20 something or something. You get what I'm saying? Like a lot of things have been happening and people don't pay attention.
Yeah. Yes, I get. And we hear the news now. Exactly. Everybody hears the news. We all see it on Instagram. We see it on the internet. We all see it. So to the next question. So what would you like to tell the guys anything? Do you have any advice for guys who are out there monitoring how everything is playing down, or guys who have actually been perpetrators of rape? Because I know a lot of them will be listening to this podcast. So do you have anything to say to the male gender in general?
Guys, let me go down to guys that... Let me just say everything in general sense. I know. Like, for guys, for me, I would say that if you know... Okay, let me just go to straight. Like, if you know that you are in hurt for sex, you're in urge for whatever you want to do, there are people out there, there are people that are willing to give it out and all. You get that? Really, people that are willing to, like, oh, okay, fine, me too, I want it. But don't go ahead and force people to do what they don't want to do. Don't go ahead and judge people for what they don't want to do, especially ladies. Don't go ahead and create fear in them and make them silent. Some people lost self-esteem. And for guys that have been victims to rape, I would say that don't see it as something that would make you have a low self esteem too. Because guys don't really have low self esteem. You get what I'm saying? But I'm not trying to be biased here. I'm just saying.
You think so?
When it comes to this emotional thing, guys can actually stand. We ladies are so emotional.
Okay.
Like, we are emotionally wrecked. So you get so. There's some guys that just control everything and still work good. I'm just saying that everybody's not the same. One point of your life you've been hurt means that that's how everybody is. Don't change your perspective because of one thing that happened to you in the past and one thing. Do I know that it's like all, but don't base your life perspective on what has happened, the hurt that you felt and all
yes,
that.
Yes.
Because at the end of the day, everything will still be fine.
Thank you very much for the assurance. At the end of the day, everything will still be fine. So to the last question. So this is not like a question. So do you have what are your advices to fellow women, fellow young ladies, fellow kids out there, sisters that are young, the young ladies, the old women that are that can be potentially raped? Because okay, I'm saying any it can happen is, to anybody. So what are your advices to people, to these women? Like, what are your advices
careful.
To them?
That's my like my major. Be careful wherever you're going to, wherever you want to go. Be careful and be watchful, because everybody, like, we are out there. The fear of men is just there rapping because we don't really know. And I can't say you should choose what to wear, because it's your body. You can wear whatever you want to wear. It's your body and all. But still be careful. Watch where you go to. Don't follow friends to their boyfriend's house. Don't follow friends to... Because some people... They don't just... Some people follow their friend to their boyfriend's house, or maybe to another man's house, and at the end of the day, get raped there, you get. And I feel like, and for younger ladies, younger girls, younger teenagers, child, if your mother says, stay in your house, stay in your house. If your mother says, sit down there, because it should be, because now mother's, because nobody should be.
Your mother knows what she's like, saying, Abby.
Daughter being
she has more experience.
The stepfather. You know what I'm saying? Stepdad. Don't want the mother trust. You can't even trust. Even the main thing is that trust
the stepdad. Yeah.
Trust nobody.
Someone the mother watch trusts. Who,
be careful and trust nobody. And be prayerful too. Because it's like it's so crazy.
We actually even heard of fathers exactly. Raping daughters.
Because why would you even do that?
So
let me even share this. Yes. Let me share this experience.
It's so bad. It's so crazy. Experience. So crazy.
It was this happened yesterday, like yesterday night, around like 10 or so. There was okay. This man. I just heard them beating this man up. Like I was inside my house and the man was looking like the next compound. And they were sure, like, what happened? And they're like, he was sleeping with a very little child. So
okay.
The fact how the mother find that, or how the parent find out was that the girl just went for a long time, and when she came back in, and they were asking her, where did you go to since? They were sharp pestering her, they were trying to, you know, threaten. No parent, when they start to threaten, you yourself go, you go, want to talk. So the girl now spoke, then she confessed that this man has been sleeping
yeah,
with her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then the father was, everybody was just angry. Father was angry, brother was angry. They were swearing for him. So guys, know now, guys, edit too. People just came. They beat him up. They beat him real bad, and they took him to the police station. So now from the police station, our so-called protective, would take up for justice, because this man is not just a man. I'm sure he's in, like, he's in his late
40s. Our system, yes. Yes.
This thing's every day, and we don't know about people that it has happened to, and they were unable to talk. So when you're
Wow.
Like, in short, I'm sure you've been doing it for long, but yesterday was just the day that God said, oh,
this one just yesterday.
Exactly. So as I'm just saying,
yeah, you'll be caught.
So I'm just saying, like, for younger ladies, you want me to
I'm actually glad he was caught.
That is telling you that, come, let me buy you biscuits. Go and tell your mommy, hey, mommy, see you. Tell your parents. At least you know that there's someone that is, people are there watching out for you and all. And that's it. Be watchful and be prayerful. Yes.
Yeah. Thank you very much for making out time
to talk to
me on this podcast. Right. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you, Bumi. Thank you very much.
Bye.
So let's talk about what rape is. Rape starts when you touch a girl inappropriately, when you try to grope her, when you coerce her into doing something she's not comfortable with, I mean something sexual. When you bully her into silence because an abuser is your guy, so to say, that is rape, and then you are trying to hide it, and that makes you a perpetrator of the whole crime. So you need to understand that for you to classify a certain scenario as rape, it is when there is no consent between two parties, I mean two or more parties. So for example, you walk up to this girl and then you
want to have sex with her, and then she does not give you consent. She said no, and then you went ahead to force her into doing what she does not want to do, either by bullying or by sweet talking or anyhow. It is called rape, and then I think you should be brought to book for raping someone. And if you have been doing it before and you know or you don't know that it is something bad, it is high time you learn from these lessons, because if you don't desist from these issues, from raping people, I'm very sure that very, very soon the time will come. Just like one of my audience shared, she said just yesterday evening, one of her neighbors was accused of raping a small girl. They said they beat the man mercilessly, like they almost finished the man. So do you want your case to be like that? Do you want to be a public disgrace? Do you want your family to look at you in disgust? Do you want your friends to look at you in disgust? Do you want to see? Because number one, you will go to prison if you are found guilty. You will go to prison. You cannot escape it. You will definitely go to prison. You will serve jail time. And if you feel you satisfy your urge by raping people, you better have a rethink. You better have a rethink. Now, I would like to share with you guys 5 things you need to know about sexual consent. What you need to know about sexual consent. First, sexual consent is an agreement to participate in a sexual activity. It means both people must agree to have sex every single time for it to be consensual. For example, you might have been having sex with someone before, and then today you want to have sex with the person, and then the person said no, and then you went ahead to force the person to have sex with you. That is not consent. You have raped the person. Because the person has been agreeing before does not mean the person cannot say no now. Once the person has said no, fuck your shit together and then move on. So back to the 5 things I said I'll be sharing about sexual consent. So like I said, sexual consent must be explicit. Number one, you need to communicate it. You should not say, okay, I am not feeling in the mood to have sex, so let me just act it. You need to say it. You need to communicate. You need to communicate with the next person that, oh, I don't want to have sex. You can't keep short and say you don't want to have sex and then end up having sex with someone and then accuse him of rape. Because first and foremost, you need to communicate. And then guys, if someone is not communicating consent with you, you should desist from proceeding with the sexual activity, because you can be brought to book for rape. Because number one, the person did not give you consent, and because someone did not say he did not give you consent does not mean he or she actually gave you consent. Because I am silent does not mean I mean yes or no. So let's get our shit together and then know what we are doing. So the second one, you can always change your mind. Even though a guy is kissing you or a girl is kissing you and you don't want to have sex with the person, you can change your mind at any point in time. And guys or girls, once someone says no at any point in time, at any interval, no means no. It is for your own good. It is for your own safety. It is for your own benefit. So you guys need to know that rape is a crime, and perpetrators will be brought to book. So once you get this at the back of your mind, I think you would actually desist from proceeding with sexual activity with people who do not give you consent. So the third one, it is good to check in with others. For example, you might be engaging in sexual activity with someone, then you see that the person's mood is not so lively, the person is just not vibing. You should ask, are you okay with this? Are you not okay with this? Because, see, let me tell you, just like this case, just like Sansa and what's the other guy's case? I don't remember his name again. So sad. Just like his case, the girl dragged him on Twitter. His family was embarrassed. His friends were embarrassed because she said she felt something and then you did not notice and all those. Guys, it is for your own good. Imagine. Okay, I remember the guy's name. The guy's name is Tiffer. Imagine Tiffer now goes to a company for an interview, and then the company now says, is it not you that was dragged on Twitter over a rape allegation some years back? Just imagine the guy's career. No matter how talented he is, there's a stigma to that thing. If you have been accused of rape, it is really, really bad for your career, for everything. Imagine, look at footballers. Once footballers get accused of rape, their endorsements get taken away. Everything they have gets stripped off of them. They go to prison. In the Western world, they take this rape thing more serious than we do here in Nigeria. And I think it is a lesson we need to imbibe. It is a character we need to imbibe in our system. We should take these things very, very seriously. But like I said, check in with others. So to the fourth one, it is fine to slow things down. As an individual, when you are proceeding with a sexual activity with someone, it is fine to feel you should slow things down. When someone is rushing too much and you are not comfortable with it, you can speak out, guy, girl, can we slow down? I'm not comfortable with this thing. If it actually makes you feel better, instead of doing something that would end up giving you an eternal scar. I hope you understand what I'm saying, Sha. And the last one, drinks and drugs affect consent. Okay. For example, on a normal day, you know this girl would not want to have sex with you, but then you got her drunk, and then after getting her drunk, she decided to have sex with you. My brother, my sister, she or he can sue you for rape because she is under the influence of alcohol and drugs, and then she's not in the right frame of mind to give consent. So you need to know that drugs and drinks affect consent. Someone who is not in the right frame of mind cannot give you consent for what he or she does not know about. Shall you grab? So that's that about that. So like I said, five things to know about sexual consent. One, sexual consent must be explicit. Two, you can always change your mind. Three, it's good to check in with others. Four, it is fine to slow things down. And five, drinks and drugs affect sexual consent. So thank you for coming to my podcast, guys. And then I hope you guys all learn something from this episode. Have a good day, guys.